Hello and welcome to Side Dish, your podcast about Longmont. Everything you want to know and very little that you need to know. I'm one of your hosts, Brady Steffel, and I am joined by...
Annie Larner.
Hey.
What's up?
What's up? We're going to start off this show with like an actual formal thing.
Yeah. We have a formal announcement.
We have a formal one. On the 8th of August.
No.
9th of August.
Cut. Wait, it's doing it late.
Okay. Just start over?
That doesn't work. No, you're good. Keep going.
Okay.
I was trying to do a sound effect. I failed.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. That was a good one. Nice.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah,
August 9th.
August 9th. So, like a couple of weeks, we're going to record live from Dryland.
That's right.
Yeah.
We invite you all to come down, get your delicious cocktail, and check us out. We will be, getting the show started by 5. It means we might record by like 5:15. I don't know. We don't know how this is going to go.
All I'm saying is feel bad if like you want to come and you're like, I don't want to like interrupt the session. You know, they got the on-air light on or whatever.
We're not even sure how this is going to go. It's going to be so loud. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, kick the door down.
Check it out.
Shout, hey, and I'll be like, what's up? And I'll be distracted and forget what I'm saying, just like normal.
So come on down, Dryland Distillery, August 9th, 5 p.m. Last week we told you it was at 4 p.m. Well, that's changed. It's 5 p.m.
It's now 5 o'clock.
Please come on down, and that's our quick announcement.
That's it. Yeah, that's all we got.
That's all we got. Are we out? Is that it? Is that a wrap?
That's a wrap.
No. We've got a few other things. We don't have a guest today, though. We're gonna make this one quick.
We were supposed to have a guest.
But we'll get a guest
This isn't Annie's fault. Time. It's definitely not my fault because I claim no responsibility for anything in my life. So it's not Annie's fault. We were going to have...
Well, let's jump in, actually. We'll save that guest. But I do want to... Well, let's talk about one of the big buzz pieces last week.
Yeah, he's just talking in circles.
I know.
You can just say it. Just say it. You don't have any way to say it. You don't have a good way to say it. Just say it.
Well, Ziggy's on Francis and 11th.
Yes.
That's been there. They've been there like a long time.
Yeah, 150, 160 years.
I think it was actually like, I feel like they told me it was almost 10 years or something.
They've been here. That I remember, they've been here since I've been here. Yeah. And I've been here since 2013.
So, to be clear, it's not the one at 4th and Main. It's the one on Francis near the high school.
Mm-hmm.
They closed in a hurrah last week. They closed. They announced their closure, like I think on a Friday. They closed on Tuesday, and the very next day, construction began on the new tenant, which is Wonder Press.
Wonder Press, a
juice bar, and right. Wonder. Their first location was down on Pearl Street in Boulder. Super cool place. They do, pressed juice and a bunch of other things too, maybe like smoothie bowls and whatnot. And then they have a location on Platt down in Denver, so it's like right downtown. I think they call it like Riverfront or something like that. Oh gosh, now I'm going to sound like an idiot.
Dude, I know about Longmont.
I know, right?
And this is why I do this podcast, because I don't care about any other city anywhere.
And they're opening up here in Ringing and Gold Longmont. And Wonder is kind of like a fancy, really cool juice bar. They're really good. And they have an awesome operator. Her name is Robin. And she is going to come on the podcast in a few weeks. And we'll get to know her a little bit more. But she kind of, she lives not too far away. She lives out in Mead and has been eyeing Longmont for a long time. And Ziggy's was kind of looking to get out of that space, and it worked perfectly. I mean, I've done a lot of deals, and in this case, it was truly the fastest, craziest transition I've ever seen.
Real wheeler dealer.
It wasn't not me. It was just like, I was just there, like, kind of like, okay, here we go.
Facilitating the fastest deal in the history of the world.
No, it was all them. And I think I made a post about it this week because it's amazing when, like, motivated and smart founders like Brandon of Ziggy's and Robin in this case of Wonder just sort of get together and have a motivated landlord, and they're like, let's just turn this situation lemons into lemonade and
turn
do it really
that frown
fast
upside down.
But it was so fast. I'm telling you, they closed, they moved all their stuff out, and she's like in their building walls the next day.
Wow.
It was crazy fast. So she's planning to have that open by the beginning of August.
Very cool for her. I like juice.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know what fancy juice is all like, but I whirl up some. As I tell you, how we calibrate the sound on this show is Annie asked what we had for breakfast. And because I'm the kind of person who can lock into a single thing for like years on end, I have a smoothie.
It doesn't take long much. In fact, actually, on that note with sound, we got your email.
We got it.
We got your email, Mr. Let's see if we can find it. Mark, thanks for your notes about our poor audio, and we're trying to fix it. I've got Brady up on that mic.
Right,
the thing is,
it.
Mark, Brady always is on mic. He just gets excited and steps back from it, so we're working through it. Let us know if this is better.
When I laugh, when I really am laughing, it's a whole body affair. And I tend to tip away. And then I lose track of where I am time and space.
So. What this means is we take feedback very well. We like critical feedback. Yeah. We like positive feedback. Send it to us at sidedishlongmont@gmail.com. Thank you, Mark. And welcome, Wonder. We're excited.
Yeah. Get juicy.
And I was saying that Brady was saying he was having some question mark comments about you know, that whole shopping center at 11th and Francis, where you've got one strip on one side, one strip on the other, and then the gas station kind of in the middle. But I do feel like that, as funny as that kind of whole center is, it is becoming, as of, I don't know, late, I would say the last few years, sort of this, you know, just neighborhood retail.
I think,
and I like that. And it's doing a good job. There's some cool tenants in there.
I think it just needs a little zhuzhing up.
I mean, we got that other juice place kind of.
I'm not saying juicing. I'm just zhuzhing up. Plant some more trees.
Ah, I would agree. There's a lot of pavement.
You know? Like
there's a lot of pavement.
I don't like going to, like, the old concrete jungle.
It is pretty concrete-y.
Yeah.
That's a fair criticism.
That's really my biggest gripe. It's just like you go in there and it's like, wow, it's just hot and asphalty. And
well, Wonder is planning to put a bunch of plants in. So
I love it.
Keep that in mind.
I love plants.
And a, like, live wall or whatever. But
well, I would say, like, you know, on a boulevard or whatever, you don't need to just take a little bit of sidewalk out. Not the sidewalk. Make the sidewalk nice.
Yeah.
Little trees. Breezy. You know, like, what are these? Like, urban canopy, whatever you call it. Where you just, like, and it's good about the heat. You know, it's nice.
Yeah.
Protects the cars or whatever.
Yeah.
Keeps everything so you get some freaking hot.
All right. But what about tenant mix? Don't you feel like the tenant mix is pretty good?
I think it's gotten better.
I think it's gotten a lot better. Yeah. And, like, there are some local owners, and they do care about, I mean, you know, one of them is an operator in there, and I think they really care about making this place, you know, a good little. It's reminding me a little bit of, like, hey, you know, in Boulder, there's just these neighborhood retail. Like, as you go around town, there's these areas where all the neighbors really support and shop on in these different shops of, like Walnut Gardens, where the, you know, Walnut Cafe is, or north on, like, 28th and Iris. And I just feel like they're well supported. And I think that this is kind of becoming one of those, you know, little local owners. And
yeah.
Anyway, I'll stop prattling on about that. I think it's great.
I just love smart, walkable city design. And when it's all slabby like that, it's not like I want to go hang out.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. But it's got some good businesses. No, all right.
What you got?
See if I can find them on the note. Yeah, it's loading. I'm on my phone today because I showed up early because I didn't do a lot of research. I was going to get down here and make sure that I got my notes together. And I couldn't log in and I couldn't get into the building because there's a sign on the door that says Longmont Public Media. Then everybody left to go watch the Barbie movie. And they, like, legit went to go watch the Barbie movie.
They, like, turned off the internet and left.
Yeah.
Because we have no Wi-Fi.
What? So this is, like, tangential. I'll get to the thing that I thought was so funny, but I also think this is pretty funny. But my brother was saying last night, because he and his wife go do something on Tuesday nights, and frequently that is to go watch a movie, have a cocktail, whatever, come home. And he said that they went in, and it was slammed, because this whole Barbieheimer phenomenon.
What in the heck?
I don't get it.
Wait, Barbieheimer because of the Oppenheimer and Barbie?
Yeah.
I haven't heard them melded. Barbieheimer. Yeah,
portmanteau or whatever you call it.
But what's the portmanteau?
Isn't that when you smash two words together?
Nice vocab.
Yeah.
Okay. The portmanteau.
I think
so.
That's
what
right.
And what is the deal? Like that? Like
people are just going to watch, and I don't know why.
Because
I don't
they
want to
watch
it.
Both of them, or because
I think the people are just like it's a big phenomenon going on right now. There must have been some like secret viral marketing that got everybody doped up on this.
Well, have,
like,
you seen the one meme that keeps going around with the two houses right next to each other?
No, I don't think I have.
That's the only joke I've seen, but I doubt that's like driving actual movie sales. Let's see if I can find this. It's like this meme that shows these two houses that look like they're out, like, on the California coast, and one is like pink and purple, and it's, the other one's next to this dark, oppressive, and they're like joking that these two houses were waiting for the year when Oppenheimer and Barbie came out at the same time. This is the worst description. I wish Brady was describing this because you're better at that stuff than me.
Portmanteau, a word blending the sounds and combining the meanings of two others. For example, motel from motor and hotel, or brunch from breakfast and lunch. So,
brunch.
Portmanteau.
Portmanteau.
There
okay.
you go. So, anyway, my brother's in there and you can look for your memes. That's cool. You can scroll your phone and just like do meme hunting while we're just doom scroll or whatever you want to do while we're doing it. But my brother went in and he said it was like, it was torn up in there. Like, it was unbelievably busy. And he said that the guy, he was getting a drink, and he said that the bartender was like, Yeah, the last 5 days, there hasn't been like an extra spot in the parking lot.
What?
It is slammed. Like everybody's going to see Barbie and Oppenheimer. And okay. I don't. Okay, she's trying to turn her computer and not doing a very good job. And now slamming noises on the table and whatever.
This is it. See this?
All right. So, oh, so it's actually just like two houses that are living next to each other. Hand me the thing.
I can't.
Well, this is just the worst.
We're hardwired.
This is absolutely. Okay. Barbie versus Oppenheimer. Twitter is going crazy over the Barbenheimer memes. Here are favorite picks. All right, so Barbie. So there's a house that's like, I don't know, man. It's painted like a candy corn donut shop or something on the right here. It's like purple and pink with like a steepled roof. It's just weird. Two long shotgun style houses, super long, like you'd see down in Prospect or something. And then the one next to it's just like a raven's nest. The thing is straight black. So I guess this is the Barbieheimer neighborhood, and that's the meme.
Yeah, and it's just been going crazy. But is this what's making everybody go to the movies?
That? I don't know. No, I haven't seen that.
The Barbie movie seems ridiculous. I don't even
get it. I don't know. I don't know anything about either one. People are loving both of them, and people are just for whatever reason.
God, this is how low the bar is in Hollywood.
It's just.
And I'm not talking about TV or series writing. Hollywood, like movies. They have no writing. They can't. The writers all, they left.
Well, they're on strike.
They're not on strike. They're writing TV. That's what they're doing.
Oh, whatever. So that's a thing, and okay. People are going to do that, and so it's been slammed. Like, the Barbieheimer phenomenon is real. People are, like, insane about this, and then my brother posted this in our Discord chat that I have with our friends, and, like, some of the other guys are like, yeah, I'm waiting until it calms down so I can actually get a ticket, and it's like, what are you talking? Why? And I don't know why, but people are going to see this. So he went to see that. There might have been a connection to this, but then the thing that I was actually laughing about. So anyway, if you want a ticket for that, that's probably really hard to find. But Longmont 9-year-old, have you seen this? You missed this. Longmont 9-year-old receives national acclaim in mullet competition.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Does right? It, good yeah. Longmont.
Does he have curly hair?
No, it's. I'll pan this over in just a sec. It's majestic. This guy's got like some really flowing waves. Longmont's Jackson Finken, which, I know it's a real name, but... that's the kind of name that I would make up and be like, this is great. Has embraced the mindset of business in the front, party in the back, sporting mullet, blah, blah, blah. So the kids division of the USA Mullet Championship. So at least 900 participants, 9 through 12 age, he like advanced the second round of the championship on Tuesday. He's far exceeded our expectations, said Priscilla Hale, Finken's stepmom. Brilliant. Go look it up. There's a majestic photo. The kid's smile is to die for. It's a good one. Here, Annie. There you go. That kid. I wish I had such... I had a bowl cut at that age, and it was... You like that?
I hate it.
No, I love it.
I love this child for this, but I...
Yeah, I you know...
I hate the haircut.
I love the commitment. I love... Don't punch down on children.
I'm not punching down him. It's just the haircut. It's okay.
I think mullets are ridiculous and...
Oh, can I note that his name is spelled Jaxson?
Yeah.
That fits. Yeah, that checks I don't, out with this mullet.
I don't cotton with non-traditional name spellings. That's just me. That said, my dad's name is Patrick, and he has no K at the end. So my grandma was a trendsetter. Patrick. So my grandma was a trendsetter back in the 50s, I guess. But I don't know. I think names are, it's the thing that you give your child to go off into the world, and it's not really, you know, an exhibition of how creative
I think you are. Step into your name, too. You know, it's up to you to define the name as life goes on.
Sure.
Okay. Moving on. Let's see. Alicia Monson, if you remember her, we had her on the podcast earlier or late last year, I guess, or whenever it was this year. She is a runner for On, professional track and field runner. And she just recently set the Women's American 5K record.
Wow.
Yeah. This was in London about a week or so ago. And congratulations to Alicia Monson. But yeah. That's huge. She's been really crushing, actually, and setting some various records. But this was really, really big. So that's awesome.
Good for her. I don't know if they actually listened to this, but they were here. I liked them. That was fun. They were fun.
Yeah, they're great.
They were super fun.
They were great. So just to catch any of you up who weren't listening, these are, Yeah, professional track and field runners. They run with the On team, and a handful of them live here in Longmont. They train kind of in Gun Barrel, but they choose to live in Longmont, and they do a lot of road running out east of Longmont on the back roads. So if you see a bunch of really professional looking runners running, sporting a bunch of On gear, mm-hmm. that's exactly who it is.
Yeah. You're and not wrong. Go back and listen to episode something or other. I'm not going to do the research. Go find it yourself. On all of that. Oh, I'm going to give a shout out to my next door neighbor because I finally told him that I'd do this podcast. Hey, Dan, if you're listening, how's it going, man?
Nice one.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at this week, guys. The Lou Miller Playground opened up this last week. This is a brand new playground at Lou Miller Park, which is also going back to 11th and Francis, right to the north of the Longmont High School.
Yeah, it's in that weird section of roads where like the roads don't ever go through entirely.
Yeah, it's kind of odd. I haven't been to Lou Miller or spent time at Lou Miller in quite a while. I did some running through there recently in like a morning. But otherwise, that was kind of like this park that I remember growing up was a little bit goose poopy and kind of like where the high schoolers loitered and like smoked and stuff. It was just kind of a weird park to me.
But hey, nerd, get out of here.
But I'll tell you what, we went there on like a Friday at like 5 p.m. and it was like families and kids were out playing. They were like fishing. The pond was really high. The pond is not
You can
that
fish
small.
In there?
Yeah. He was fishing. They were catching carp, you know, but whatever. They were fishing. It was like dad and two kids showing them how to
carp
like,
are fun
cast
to catch.
Super fun. They broke a bunch of lines and they were
you
biting
would, yeah,
that
they,
day.
They pull hard.
It was awesome. So and they have a huge frisbee golf course. So everybody was out frisbee golfing, and then they just put in a playground, and that opened last week. And I think they had like a food truck, like grand opening, whatever, last weekend for it. But it was a good playground, and I'm just really happy, and I'm happy to see that that park is so lovely.
It's a nice park, yeah.
It is. It's great.
It's still goose poopy.
There
I mean,
are
they're not
going
to do much about that because they got the water and the geese show up.
Right.
So, like,
sure.
It's not even. I'm not super complaining about it, but there is goose poop like everywhere.
You know, it's a diverse park. It's all are welcome at Lou Miller.
Honk honk.
But you know, those on the hunt for a new park, go check it out.
It's cool. So we've been talking about the development in Bone Farm. This is sort of related, but not the same thing. 150 Francis was denied annexation, which is in the same region, but it's not the same thing. As I understand it, there's a couple of houses that are like sort of adjacent to the property that they want to do all this on, and they want to get tied into the city's system and they want to be annexed. And I guess they're not part of Longmont or something.
No, there's some unincorporated land down in there. That whole area. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they wanted to get annexed and they said, nah.
That's surprising. What? So did you, I didn't read into the story enough to figure out why they didn't approve it.
I read a couple different articles and I skimmed them and I don't really know. So, surrounded by property within the city, the first responders, I don't really know.
It was like a 4-3 vote too. So it was close.
Yeah. It was like 4-3 or something. So
They
said no, but they said if the septic system that they have starts to fail, then the city would support them getting tied into the city system, which eventually will. I mean, whatever, you know, those things crap out eventually.
Yeah, I wish I knew a little more about why.
Crap out eventually.
Go back and read it.
Thanks for nothing.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, thanks for nothing.
okay.
But
I know, we're doing our own sound effects right now. I got to figure out how this works. Nick, you ever been over there to Nicola's Pizza?
No, I can't eat pizza.
17th and, of course you haven't. 17th and Pace, there's this like pizza place that's been there a while. I think it's a franchise. But anyway, the owner sold the business essentially to one of their employees, longtime employees, and it's reopening as JP's.
Okay. Neat.
Which is cool.
I like pizza.
Yeah.
I like of the things that I'm sad that I can no longer eat, like pizza's way there. At the top of the list.
Yeah, I learned about a pizza truck today called Massachusetts something or other. Have you ever been to this place? He's over at Wibby's a lot. Let's see here. It's called...
I doubt it.
Massively Wholehearted Pizza.
Okay.
And he makes Massachusetts-style pizza, whatever that is. It's kind of like... He said it's kind of a dough. It's kind of a biscuity type of dough.
Okay.
And yeasty, and it's a little bit thicker. But... You'd appreciate this. He said that in Massachusetts, they're called massholes.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
You haven't?
No. So he has this pun on his truck where it's like massively wholehearted and he capitalizes the mass and the whole right next to each other.
Yep.
So that's the,
that was
the word on plan words.
I guess I used to live in Virginia. So because of that, I know that there's a name for them.
They're called
Massels. Yeah. So then you'd have Massachusetts drivers and people would go, "Buck, you, you know, like that
asshole.
Type of thing.
I see.
Yeah. So because they, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, he has a food truck that seems pretty cool. I'm definitely going to try to follow this and check out his pizza at some point. But anyway.
You'll have to report back for the group. You'll have to do the whole project by yourself because I can't
have so
help.
Much to report back. I'm sorry. This is the worst. So anyway, congratulations to JP's. And I think it's still kind of like an Italian pizza concept, but he's kind of, you know, reinvented himself. So go check it out.
For, yeah,
17th and Pace.
Yeah, there's an agriculture artland exhibit thing at the museum. I clicked on an article. I didn't get much from it. So that's now going on. A collaborative contemporary art exhibit created by the Longmont Museum and Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art, agriculture, art inspired by the LA. Start over. Art inspired by the land. Pairs more than 15 local and national artists with farmers throughout Boulder County. And it goes on for a while. You get the idea. Go look it up. It's a few bucks to get in. $5 to $9, depending. I don't know. Whatever. Go check that out. And in related news, Eric Mason is now the director of the Longmont Museum.
As opposed to the curator?
Yeah.
Curator of history or whatever?
Yeah. He was, so, I'm looking for, I got it in here. But again,
yeah,
I'm on my telephone.
Well, congratulations. And what does that exactly mean? Like,
he is the museum director. So I'm guessing he leveled up from where he was to being in charge of the whole museum.
Okay.
So congrats, because he's been on the podcast once or twice. So.
Oh, totally. He's awesome. But that's just interesting to me since his specialty, I mean, well deserved, I get it, but I'm like wondering, would that take him away from his role, or are they trying to like train a youngling to come in and take? Because, well, it's kind of important. It's like, you know, the book The Giver. Isn't the premise of that book where he gives knowledge to the next generation that only he holds? That's like,
is that what it is? I probably read it.
It has to do with color and stuff like that. Anyway, I don't know.
Is that the one where they go out and die in the snow or something? Is that one?
No, it's where they don't see color.
Okay.
And he can and knows secrets of like whatever, I think. I could be watching this. But the idea is that like he holds like this crucial human knowledge and he's sort of like the capsule for it. And then he passes it on to this one select child whose job is then now passed on to the next one. But they're the secrets kept from everybody. But that's not what the curator's like. The curator has like, I feel like Eric has so much knowledge and I guess it's like all written down and archived, but he also is sort of like this one person that holds it in his brain. I've thought about who's going to be the next Eric. Like, that's a lot of information. Someone has to become as expert as he before he retires. And maybe that's what they're moving towards.
Yeah. He would probably know who to pick. Probably knows somebody.
Should I throw in my application? Is that what you're saying, Brady? Should I quit my job?
You think you know a lot about Longmont?
I know so little about Longmont. Compared to Eric, knows everything.
Right.
Eric knows everything.
I know what's in my phone this week in terms of news, and I can't tell you what we talked about last week. So I would be real bad.
Okay.
I added some other words, and I was looking for a clean version, and I couldn't find it. So we're going with real bad.
Wow.
I'd be really, really bad at doing that. But no, he's super knowledgeable about all things history, Longmont, and congratulations to him. I'm guessing it was something he wanted, not something he was pushing
to.
But
it's interesting. Cool.
Yeah. I am excited to help the museum continue its tradition of excellence and community engagement, bringing in a variety of high-quality exhibitions and programs for all ages. I am incredibly grateful to have such a talented team to make an even better Longmont Museum a reality. So good for him, man. Cool.
Nice. All right. I don't have anything else.
That's it.
Dude, I know. It was, you know, quite a couple weeks.
I guess.
Dog days of summer, you know? Well, that's more like August, I guess.
It's not dog days yet. It's been brutal, but I got one. It's been like hot and I don't like it.
Yeah, it's been pretty
hot. And like I go out biking, been doing a lot of biking recently. And then the riding club that I ride with rides at like 5:30 at night.
That's too hot. It's still not nice at 5:30.
Yeah. Your blood like vaporizes. Like I bring two water bottles and one I just like, you know, you spray over. You're taking a little like portable shower as you go along. So that's a bit much. And then like and probably for good reason, like cycling shorts are black.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could probably get different colors, but like you probably, because you don't wear anything underneath them. You probably don't want them any other color.
Right.
But really soaks up the sun. As Sheryl Crow once said.
Hey, you know what? This is an aside, but we, with our church the other week, went out to, what is it, Rogers Grove and did like a trash pickup day. Mm-hmm. And I was really impressed. There was very little trash. I mean, we still came back. We spent, you know, an hour and like everybody went out to all different parts and we found like, but you had to, you had to kind of work hard to find trash. You had to go way off path and it'd be like little pieces of a wrapper. You know what I mean? And like my big like find was a beer can like way down in like the riverbed somewhere. It was just, it was hard to find trash.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I just want to shout out how awesome that
was. It's a gorgeous
spot. Really clean. Endless trails. It's just so cool.
Rogers Grove and like
Golden Ponds.
Golden Ponds.
Yeah, if y'all haven't been out there walking and exploring those trails, just change that. It is so cool. You forget you're in town. It's so awesome. And it's trash free.
I like to come in that way sometimes if I'm biking because I'll come in and I'll be like, you know, you'll go full chug like, oh, and you're sweating and you're not even dripping because it's so hot. And then you're just like, you just get on the greenway for like a mile and you're like, okay, I can't really go that fast. And I'm just in the, you know, it's a green. It's super nice. I love it. This is really newsworthy. Celestial Seasonings reopening Boulder campus to public. So they're doing tours again.
Since COVID?
Yeah, I think so.
Get out.
I'm in.
That's so crazy.
Or I'm out.
That's how long they haven't given tours. Is it a staffing issue?
Celestial Seasonings located in Sleepy Time Drive. Love it.
Yeah.
Oh, I got some scuttlebutt I also just thought of. Located in whatever.
Gun Barrel.
Yeah. Stopped offering tours in March 2020 when COVID-19 pandemic hit. The gift shop and cafe were also closed to the public. It appears the cafe's closure will continue. The first come, first serve tours.
That's insane.
Five bucks a person and take about 45 minutes. So if it, I mean, that would track if it is staffing that, like that's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you hear about the Seagate thing?
How it traded?
Yeah. Like they sold the.
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
We talked about it last week because I talked to Kelsey and then somebody else talked about it. I couldn't remember what we talked about.
Yeah.
So we talked about that already. So that's fine.
Yeah.
We don't have to talk about it again. Seagate, they're like leasing their property now.
They sold it to Conscious Bay with a lease back of a 10-year lease and it was sold for $101 million.
That's some money. Bling, bling.
Thank you, Conscious Bay. Longmont will take your tax dollars.
Yeah, 100%. So we don't have anything else.
The county.
To...
Yeah, that's it. That's all we got.
So just like not with a bang, with
I
a
guess
whimper.
We just end there, you know?
Okay.
Well, tune in next time because we have some good guests coming up. They are actually lined up and we won't make you suffer through this again.
Swear to God, we'll have somebody interesting on next time.
All right. Well, thanks for hanging out. As always, we thank Andy Epler and David Cutter Music for our intro and outro music. Send us your comments, your ideas, your guest ideas at sidedishlongmont@gmail.com. Thanks everyone for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brady. 120.